This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour here on the live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
You can bring up whatever you want. In fact, almost full phone lines here, but if you want to jump in, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or call on our Discord server. We got call-in lines there. They're right at the top of the list of rooms on our Discord. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. We got one guy waiting there, too, so we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Tim is in Virginia to start things out here tonight. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. And Melanie. How you doing?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight, Tim?
Hey, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things that the gentleman that was the sole survival, son survivor, commented about.
Yeah.
Not all Vietnam veterans came back killers. That wasn't appreciated. And also, he said reservists. Join the reservists because you won't go. No, reservists have been in every war since World War II.
Really?
All units go. Yeah. If they need that specialty, you're gone.
Gotcha.
And also, just because you join the military don't mean you're going into combat. There's hundreds of jobs where you don't even carry a gun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have an objection to being coerced into doing things in general, so I wouldn't want to do any of that crap.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's an all-volunteer force.
For now.
The draft, you don't have to worry about the draft. Only
Why?
Thing that would come close would be if they hit us on both borders, which is impossible.
Well, okay, if you don't have to worry about the draft, then why did they keep the Selective Service around?
Well, there's always that possibility. Anything is possible.
Well, then someone
could
worry about it. You know, I mean, I don't agree with worrying. I don't think worrying makes anything better. I don't think worrying is, you know, an effective way to use your brain power or time. But, you know, for those that are concerned, I can understand why.
When the hashtag World War III is trending, right, and you have Selective Services in operation and you're going to need to
soldiers. That's a scare tactic. That's been around for years and years. When I deployed the Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we heard, oh, they got the fourth largest military. They got all this chemicals. They're going to kill it. They're going to do that. 100 hours later. We have more intelligence that we receive that the local media, the national media, actually, in my opinion, really don't have a right to, because they'll do exactly what they're doing. They scare people with it.
Okay.
So it's not going to happen, not in my lifetime anyway.
Well, I hope you're right about that, Tim. Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
No, other than that, you guys have a great night.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go on to John. He's in Nebraska, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I kind of wanted to make a comment about what that last caller, or not the last one, but I think it was two callers ago. I can't remember now. But
that's all right.
You're saying that, you know, rich people, you know, should be paying more and stuff. And I kind of think that's true. You know, when you look at, like, the CEO of, like, McDonald's or something, they're making, like, 300 times what their average employee is making. You know, corporations are doing things like, you know, there's, like, when it comes to regulating, I'm curious what most libertarians think about regulation when it comes to corporations. I mean,
yeah.
I realize there's a difference between a person and their private life at their home. But like when
so here's
like
what
major...
I think the here's the answer to your question, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but generally libertarians are against regulations because they help promote certain businesses and punish other ones, meaning that it makes it difficult for young upstarts, you know, people without a lot of money, poor people, to create their own business because regulations have been written to essentially keep them out of those businesses. And it's usually the existing corporations or the existing entities that are out there in the given marketplace that are the ones that the government looks to help them write the regulations.
I'll second that.
So basically regulations are just essentially protectionism for those who are currently in business.
Yeah, I would go so far to say if you're in favor of regulations, then you're not a libertarian. Large corporations know what Ian just said, which is why they, a lot of the times, write the regulations themselves and sponsor and advocate for the bills. For example, Walmart was a co-sponsor for the ACA.
They advocate for these things because they know it'll protect them from competition. But at the same time, the politicians act like they're protecting consumers. So the pitch on regulations is, we need regulations to help make sure that consumers are safe and protected.
Well, yeah, it's a hard sell for your voting population to be like, yes, I'm doing this to protect Walmart, McDonald's, and Shell.
Right, that's the truth, but the reality and the reality.
And in some instances, it's not even well-established businesses. Right, like within the last couple of years, everyone was in favor of Uber for finally taking out the taxi monopoly, right?
And like everyone except for the taxi monopoly,
right? But everyone hailed Uber as this great
oligopoly.
Until they went like, well, you know what? If we're going to have all electric car cities, there should only be one, and it should be Uber. Right, because we're not going to integrate our systems with Lyft or Arcade City or any of the other rideshare services.
Well, now you've got to the point where Uber is now writing regulations.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what it's.
They're not a well-established long-term organization.
But they've established themselves enough to where
they're already doing it.
And they've got enough money to where they've been the ears of politicians and the what they call transportation network company, TNC. This is the new legal term for companies like Uber. They've come up with their own set of legalese and terms, and governments around the country, various state governments, have taken Uber's regulatory recommendations and have basically lock, stock, and barrel put them into place.
And all that money that they have from a company that hasn't turned a profit yet.
That's all true. John, thoughts? Go ahead.
I guess I'm discovering what the Shire is all about. So I'm just kind of looking into this stuff now.
Okay. Well, and that's why, just before you go on, that's why what you're talking about will never come to pass. The idea that rich people should somehow be punished more stringently than poorer people, it will never happen, because they are the ones who are in charge. They're the ones who have the ears of the politicians. They are the politicians, and it will never be different.
Well, maybe here, because I've been in the Discord channel, and there's an article that's old at this point, where I think it said Finland or Sweden or whatever, they were, right? It was like the $100,000 speeding ticket.
Really? For rich people?
Because it was on a scale. Like instead of just a fine, the fine was based as like a percentage of your income or your wealth. And it exists there.
Wow, right? That's a surprise.
Right. Well, but will it come here with all the, with all the...
But yes, it's a sliding scale. That still doesn't mean that the people at the very top are in any way accountable to anyone for anything. So maybe the guy at the top can drive however fast he wants.
If he's willing to pay $100,000 for a speeding ticket.
No, the guy at the top of Finland.
Oh, okay.
Because what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, that would be like a separation of power and wealth then, right? There's wealthy people that will get fined, and then there's the wealthy people in power that are above the law.
Yeah, but if you're the richest person, you can just buy the country, and if you can't, you're not the richest person.
Well, either way, I still don't like the idea of this sliding scale.
I'm not suggesting it's a good idea.
It's not treating people equally, and beyond that, it enriches the state. It just gives them more money, and I'm against that every time. I don't pay fines. I'm not interested in paying fines. And here in New Hampshire, if I were to get, let's say the system like that went into place here, because I think it's probably unconstitutional, but if it did go into place, then if I refuse to pay a $100,000 fine, I'm going to be sitting in jail for a lot of days, because in New Hampshire you can sit in jail for $150 a day towards your fine. So
is it really $150?
It used to be 50.
Okay,
they tripled it about 2 or 3 years ago.
That's still a lot of days in jail.
Thank the ACLU for that. They actually moved that forward. They helped triple that. Well, it's three times fewer days in jail, actually, is what it is. So it's actually really a lot better. If you got busted in a $150 fine, you sit one night in jail and you're out and the fine is gone. But if it's $100,000...
That's still a lot of days in jail. I'm not
going to
do that.
Yeah, so it's clearly unconstitutional to punish one person differently than another person for the same crime, I would think. I forget what...
No? Economic discrimination has been the one that's always kind of held up, because what you're doing is you're treating rich people different than poor people,
with standard
fines. Every tax scheme
unconstitutional. Yeah, good point.
Let's go with that then.
Well,
let's
John, all the tax thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That seems like cruel and unusual punishment to me. I mean, maybe they would say it's not cruel, but that's pretty
horrifying.
Because
as far as I'm concerned, you're opting to do the jail time instead of the fine if they've decided you can afford the fine.
Yeah, but a $100,000 fine is pretty insane. There's more coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You got number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And was just given another heads up that the faker Ian, the fake Ian Freeman, is out there, right? Sorry, Richie, try that again. Yeah, he's back at it, trying to swindle people out of cryptocurrency on Telegram right now.
He doesn't know I'm sitting next to you.
He probably doesn't know that. You're right about that. But multiple people have already been contacted by him. Look, if an Ian Freeman on the internet gets in touch with you and asks for cryptocurrency, it isn't me. Just to let you know, that person is likely a scam artist. So beware of that sort of thing. Sometimes this guy fools people. And all it takes is a similar photograph, a similar username, and ignorance of the receiving party. So just wanted to put people on a
heads
up
about
that.
The first time he contacted me, he had me going for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've ever actually called into Free Talk Live as a caller was just to confirm, because he said, call me at this number. I did. He didn't answer it. I knew the studio number and, you know, the Discord chat. But he was deceptive in a way where he knew the times of the breaks for the show.
Right.
So he contacted me during a show break, and then before we finished the conversation said, I have to get back to the show.
Yep. So he's not stupid. He's not stupid, whoever he or she is. So, I mean, credit to them for that. And they just seem to keep coming back basically every 2 months, roughly, because it's like the third round. And I think he started back in, like, September. So, anyway, just a heads up. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. LibertyCon is on the way, April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. If you care about freedom, this is going to be a great event to attend, at least as I understand it. I've never been. This is going to be my first one. But there's going to be 70, more than 70, actually, pro-liberty organizations in attendance. So you can network with these folks and help your career advance or business or internship opportunities open up. You'll be able to see some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, as well as Vernon Smith, a Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert with over 300 million YouTube views, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the author of The Black Swan. You can go to learn more about the event at LibertyCon.com. Get your tickets now. You can get them for under $100, and that's before you apply the discount from Free Talk Live, which will knock $10 off your registration. And these are very affordable tickets, so a $10 discount is actually pretty decent. Over at LibertyCon.com, use code FTL. Student travel scholarships are available. Discounted rooms also available at the Marriott Marquis. So you'll want to be there. It's April 3rd through the 5th. $10 off by using code FTL at LibertyCon.com. As we continue, you can bring up what you want. Let's go to Tom. He's in Yorktown, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger that, gentlemen. Great show you got going on. I wanted to reach out and kind of identify myself. I'm retired military, but I'm probably one of the most anti-war people you'll ever talk to for a myriad of reasons. But, I drank the Kool-Aid when I was younger, and I remember, you know, running around with other guys and chanting rape, kill, pillage, and plunder, drive our enemy 6 feet under, and I was quite proud of that, but I'm glad I woke up, but that's what I wanted to get to. I started to wake up around 2 decades ago when I was getting out, and it really accelerated over the past decade. And it started off with reading some books and talking to other people and then kind of realizing that everything that's happening, I truly believe our society, our civilization is kind of past the point of no return. So we can talk about electing this person or trying to do that or, you know, dump billions in, but none of it's going to do anything. We've got to crash and burn before we rebuild. So I've
you're talking about within the system, trying to fix it from within the system.
Yeah. So I'm no longer an active participant. I'm not going to rallies. I'm not doing anything. I'm focusing on taking care of myself and the people I love. And I'm
that's a good place to start in general.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. I mean, you can't help other people unless you're already taken care of. You know, the old oxygen mask theory. Yeah, put it on yourself and help others. So, but I try to tell people, I said, don't get all riled up. Take care of yourself. And me, I'm getting ready to pull away from, you know, work and stuff like that and just kind of go on my merry way and live a frugal existence and not really participate because all this energy and all this effort and these people get riled up. I'm like, it doesn't matter. We're past the point of no return. I mean, I like to think I'm I'm a good thinker and a reader and a listener, so I consider myself like a decade or two ahead of most other people. That's why, like, I'm wearing a members only jacket right now, and I'm telling you guys, they're coming back. Get ahead of the curve and get a members only jacket. Because
this is something from the 1980s, right? The members only.
Roger that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
hey, look, I share where you're. I understand where you're coming from. It doesn't matter. I mean, really, would it have made much of a difference if Hillary Clinton had won in 2016? I mean, it wouldn't have been as entertaining or fun. But ultimately, you know, Donald Trump attacked Iran just like Hillary Clinton said she was going to attack Iran.
Yeah.
So I mean, ultimately, what's really the difference? And you're right. People do spend an inordinate amount of time and energy and money on trying to support these national political candidates, and it's just, it's all swirling down the drain. So I share that frustration.
Now, can it work at a state
level?
Right.
Well, what I wanted to also change direction a little bit, have you ever guys read the book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl?
No, I've not, no.
Nope.
Well, you might want to check it out. He was interned in a concentration camp in World War II. He was a psychiatrist, an Austrian Jew, but he dedicated himself to studying people and their search for meaning. And then he wrote about afterwards, but it's a really interesting book, and I'll summarize it with this. He saw three possible sources for meaning in man's life, and it's, that could be in work, you know, doing something significant. It could be in love, caring for another person, or it could be it found in courage during difficult times. So some people, if they can get a hold of one of those things, it gives them meaning in life. Some people that are lucky can hold on to multiple, but it's a fantastic piece. I think the Library of Congress says it's like one of the 10 most significant books of the previous century. So Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Tom, thanks for the recommendation. Anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
No, keep on doing what you're doing, man. I love it.
Good call, brother. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Bree in Pennsylvania. Bree, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you an update from yesterday. Last night I called about the DUI and, like, cops targeting me and everything.
Uh-huh, sure.
To fight some of these, the lawyer fees that I'm going to, you know, have, I started GoFundMe, and we posted it on the Amplifiers page. But I just feel like it's not fair for cops to target certain people, even when they didn't do anything, but that they can see your record and they know what you did in the past, so they just assume you're the one that is guilty.
Well, the cops, you know, love to go after people they've gone after before because they know that they can pick. They're just like a bully,
it's
right?
Easier.
Yeah, so if you want to hang on, Bree, we can talk about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They know that most people are going to roll over. They know that they're not going to fight. They know they're going to take a guilty plea. And so they know if they've done that before, then they're going to probably do it again. So they'll just hit them up with some more fines and hit them up with some more charges, and they'll get their guilty plea and get their fines. And
so make their life difficult.
Exactly. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hasn't made public the evidence used in the decision to kill Iran's top military commander. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. intelligence system needs to be protected.
I'd love to release the intelligence. The reason we don't is because that same intelligence, those same streams and channels are what allow us to protect Americans going forward. So rather than have a short-term political win, release the intelligence and say, I told you so. We want to keep the American people safe going forward. So we're going to be circumspect, but everything the president has said is consistent with, and his interpretation is very consistent with the intelligence, which showed that Soleimani was plotting to kill Americans.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you like. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Coming up this summer in the very second week, I guess, of summertime, June 29th until July 5th. It'll be ForkFest 2020 happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. The location is splendid. The people are going to be, of course, the real attraction because it's going to be a campground with a bunch of liberty-minded people hanging out, people who might describe themselves as libertarians or anarchists or voluntarists, going to be there for June 29th through July 5th. You can relax and go camping with others, or maybe you want to create something for those others to do. Maybe you want to put an event together of some sort. Perhaps you got a poker table. You want to do a poker tournament or something like that. Or maybe you're musically minded. You want to put on some sort of musical performance or, heck, a battle of the bands or, you know, whatever.
That would be fun.
It's up to you to decide. We won't decide for you because we're not in charge. Nobody, and I don't mean our co-host nobody, but I mean no one is in charge at ForkFest. And that's sort of the idea. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. There's no ticket prices because there are no tickets. You just got to get your campsite from Rogers Campground or grab an RV site or maybe you want a motel room. They got all three of those there. ForkFest.party. You can go there to learn more. It's an unofficial website. Links over to a Telegram chat room. Forum, and also the ForkFest forums at forkfest.party, June 29th until July 5th in the summer of 2020 for the what is going to be the fourth ForkFest. And I'm looking forward to it. Look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We go back to Bree in Pennsylvania. She's frustrated by being targeted by the government gang members there in her area in Pennsylvania. And it is frustrating, Bree. And they do pick on the same people over and over again. You see the same faces. If you go to court regularly, you'll see the same people getting picked up again and again. It's not like they're hurting anybody. Usually they're busting these people for nonviolent, victimless crimes where there's no victim at all.
Yeah, and it's just crazy because each time, so the first time they tried to throw DUI at me, I won. Like I said last night, they wanted to give me a deal, and I was like, and I said no. And then they realized, well, we don't have enough evidence to convict you anyway, so we're just going to drop it. And now this time it's going to be the same thing, except I have a better lawyer. Hopefully they're going to realize that they can't keep doing this, and it's going to get thrown back in their face again.
Do you need a better lawyer if you won the first time? Like, it doesn't seem like the lawyer has any impact on that.
So, I don't know how we won the first time. I mean, they really didn't have any evidence, but... Okay.
Well, that's how you won. You won because you weren't willing to take a plea. A lot of people will take a plea deal even when the state doesn't have any evidence because they're afraid and they don't know how the system works and they just want it to be over. So they take the plea deal and they don't go to trial. They don't get to look at the discovery. They don't get to see what the evidence, if any, is. You didn't do that. You didn't take a plea. So therefore, they were like, oh, crap, we're going to have to take this girl to trial. Shoot, did we actually get any evidence against her? No, we didn't. Drat. All right, we're going to have to drop the charges.
Yeah.
So maybe the same thing will happen
this
time.
They might have evidence against me now. They might want to use my prescriptions against me. But so now I know I need the lawyer, because if I had the lawyer last time, I maybe would have, you know, not have had to surrender my license, or and then I wouldn't have had that intox block put in. Like, even though
one thing's for sure, attorneys do know a lot more of the ins and outs of these various different crimes. And so, you know, if you're not totally familiar. Yeah,
that's the part that surprised me, because I listened to the call last night, and the fact that she won the case but still had to surrender the license and put the still found that bizarre.
And have an intox block.
That doesn't seem right.
So that's why I want the lawyer this, because I don't want any hidden surprises. Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you told us last night you got the intoxilock or whatever because you'd refused the test, right?
But I thought you said she didn't refuse the test. You got the blood test, didn't you?
Hello. Hello? Oh, do we lose her?
I refused it this time. Hi.
Sorry, say again. We missed what you said there.
Hey, so I refused it the first time, but this time, on Friday, I didn't refuse it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that might be a lot of states are like that. That might be why.
Right, so she got a DUI or a Toxilock or whatever, intoxilizer.
Because she refused it.
Because she refused it. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
Which is why
in the show.
I'm not going to get on the radio and say all 20 million people do this.
Yeah.
Because this is different.
Bree, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Mortified Penguin. He is on our Discord server in the AMP only call in line room. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys had some good takes with some of these callers, and I kind of want to call on some on a similar subject.
Sure.
What I wanted to call about is how the state, through various means, makes it hard to scratch by. And what I mean by that is that the working poor and working people in general. And it's always this. Supposed to mean, what about homeless people? What about you want the fried cooks to run the McDonald's? No, I'm saying working people have always, at whatever level of income they can come up with, whatever hustle, whatever ingenuity they can come up with, have always found ways to scratch by, to get by on their means. And the state is the main barrier that causes affordability crisis, as they talk about with everything. Mm-hmm. So there's like housing and healthcare. So with housing, there's so many different modular designs and containers and recycled materials, and all these zoning restrictions really put a damper on that. And
the new war on tiny homes.
Yeah, you can't build what you want. You can't build it where you want to build it. You can't do it without asking permission. And then there's all these hoops to jump through and fines to pay and fees to, you know, line the bureaucrats' pockets with. And the average poor person cannot navigate this this mess.
Yeah, it just costs more money. I mean, everything just costs. Right. You have to. We're all funneled into these like sanitized, corporate, regulated, overly technical, overly value-added services. So for healthcare, you know, you have the idea of going to an MD to get like a routine, you know, prescription for a diagnosed illness or, you know, diagnostic care, MRIs that through you know, intellectual property protection or whatever, you know, proprietary parts, they cost and the cost to maintain them are 10 times or up to 20 times more than open source alternatives would be if that was allowable in different levels of care. Because, of course, you have – everybody basically has to get the Cadillac plan for everything, for a broken bone to a to, you know, any kind of diagnostics in the accounting system and the system, and hospitals, you know, basically pass – where they pass on all, you know, capital – projects and overhead costs, all the bureaucracy onto price, and then the government subsidies on top of that really reinforce our inability, because in the past we've seen, you know, working people.
What are you getting at?
Well, working people have found ways to do these things in the past before government regulated these options out of existence.
So abolish, you know, all the regulations. Okay.
We're on exactly. Board. And then, for example, healthcare, what's often provided to provided people and could be provided to communities and neighborhoods and, you know, lodges is what was really common, by a doctor on retainer. Doctor gets paid by the people, not with the intermediary or middleman or whatever.
No insurance company. What do they call it? Mutual aid, I think?
How do you get back to that from where we are today, though, without, like the other caller said, just crash and burn the whole system?
Well, you have a, that's the thing that you can implement all kinds of you know radical socialist revolution and everything by the gun or by force or by legislation, which is ultimately force and everything. But how do you free a market? How do you free markets from? That's really a lot more difficult.
Well, I would say that what you got to do, and thank you for the call, Penguin. I appreciate it. I would say the best solution is to end affiliation with the federal government. You'd have to secede from the United States, and then you'd have the freedom to actually say, okay, no more regulations. We're, you know, whatever regulations we have here in New Hampshire on these healthcare matters, we're just going to strike them from the books and then let the market fill in the gaps.
Even that takes some form of a government, because you got to go to the state government to petition them to secede from the federal government.
Yeah, I mean, until people are ready to
secede from both.
Yeah, I mean, until people are ready to abolish the idea of the state, then that's the only path out, the way I see it, at least. We're coming up here. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you want to jump on the lines, our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
So, Sean Ree in our Discord server is asking, why does Ian have a commercial running that says they eliminated Facebook? Well, I did eliminate Facebook. I don't promote Facebook anymore, and Mark decided he wanted to keep that that thing going. It's not official as far as I'm concerned. You know, the Free Talk Live show prep posts do not go to the Facebook page. It's just like some random page that posts things, essentially. So it really doesn't have anything to do with what we do on the air. So that's my answer.
Is he talking about the Free Talk Live page or the amplifier?
The Free Talk Live. Sorry to be unclear about that yet, but the Free Talk Live page. Because we have a commercial that runs on the air that says, we've eliminated Facebook and we're focusing on Mastodon and Twitter and you know these other alternatives. And so, yeah, that's there's your answer. So we go on to Jeremy. He's in Connecticut watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you
Good.
Guys doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, so listen, my neighbor, he is the big thing. He never lets me get the Krabby Patties on time. He always plays
the what?
And that's too loud.
Is this Plankton?
And I just be like, yeah, Squidward. And he's like, I'm going to smite you. I'm going to smite you.
I can't really understand what you're saying. Your neighbor does what to you?
He's saying he's gonna smite me, and
he's
I'm afraid of him
smite.
Yes, yes. He's made numerous threats to smite me.
Okay. And what are you gonna do about it?
I mean, that's why I'm calling you guys for advice. I live in a state without a standard.
On the radio, he didn't really get the full word out, but I'm just go ahead and dump him anyway.
That's fine.
Yeah, so even in states with stand your ground law, it's a stand your ground law, not a
go kill your neighbor law.
Go get more ground law. You can only defend the ground you already have. In no state could you just walk into somebody's house and waste them because you feel like it.
Unless you're a cop.
You're a cop.
Yeah, if you're being attacked, you can stand your ground, right?
Like, yeah, it's a stand your ground law. It's not a colonialism law.
It's not if someone says something you don't like, you get to go blast them.
Yeah.
So, all right, Melanie, let's get back into this advice, I guess, but not advice, not legal advice, but suggestions.
These
are ideas.
Put the comma where you feel like it should go.
These are ideas about ending the draft, but avoiding it.
Kind of, and I can't, like, there's nothing that I can give you that's like, oh, push this button and you won't be drafted. We don't have that.
Okay.
So, there are a couple of things that people are under the impression that they can do to avoid the draft. And I don't know of varying levels of seriousness people have told me this. Being injured does not make you immune to the draft.
Okay. Don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah. Being mentally ill does not make you immune to the draft unless you are currently,
in a crazy ward?
In an institution.
Okay.
Being a felon or on drugs does not make you immune to the draft. I think the confusion is some of these things are things that will make you ineligible to sign up for the military.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is theoretically possible. You go try to sign up for the military, they tell you no, and then turn around and draft you. That is the way the law is written.
Wow.
I didn't write it. So.
So what can you do?
So the only things that actually... And the other thing is, this: it's a statute, so subjects change it whenever they feel like it. They can amend the statute and then enact a draft, but as of right now, there's rules about being a current military member and a current reserve member, and I didn't really go into those because I figure if you're in the military already, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Surviving... It's kind of complex, but it's like basically the last surviving male. Mm-hmm. So basically,
right. Like a 4A caller
from that caller earlier.
Yeah, the point seems to be they'll kill you, but they don't want to kill off your bloodline.
Uh huh.
So if you're the last son or the last brother, and there's some cases on that I don't want to go into that into too much detail because I don't want to be like, well, how you avoid your draft is you kill your, like, you know.
Right.
Assassinate your
siblings. Not a good plan.
But if you're already in that, if
you're the only child or
then
whatever.
Then maybe look into that if that sounds like it applies to you.
Okay.
Being a...
What about just normal people?
Yeah. Being a minister of a religion, and you have to be, I guess, a real minister. There are some Jehovah's Witnesses who are like, all Jehovah's Witnesses are ministers.
Mm-hmm.
We just knock on all the doors.
Sure.
And the Supreme Court was like, no.
So sign up for the Church of the Subgenius?
Yeah.
Get your minister status there?
In my opinion, it would help if you were a major religion, major U.S. religion.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be a case of, oh, we're all ministers. We all ministers to each other and everybody, and we just... If somebody's willing to listen, like, you have to be, like, a separated group of ministers within your religion.
How does that work for Quakers?
It wouldn't.
Quakers, I want to say, wouldn't have this problem, because they're probably going to be conscientious objectors anyway, okay. But I don't know what their structure is.
But again, conscientious objector is only an objection to fighting. It doesn't get you out of a box packing role, or, you know, shipping the food, or whatever.
I think that in... practice, it would.
Okay. I've never looked that deeply into it. It was always my understanding of, well, if you're a conscientious objector, they'll still find a job for you.
Yeah, so, and the last one is, the second to the last one is being a student. Mm-hmm. Contrary to popular belief, that gets you out of if you were enrolled in your last year of college, or it gets you out of the current semester. So if you're just in college generally, then... You can't say, oh, I got 3 years left. The war will be over by then. It doesn't work that way. They can still pull you at the end of the semester. I almost suspect that all the talk about the draft is almost more of a way to... I'm paranoid like that. Encourage people to go to college because that's dropping off than it is to actually have the draft. But I don't know that.
Could be. Yeah, I don't either. I gotta say, none of those options sound particularly good. You know?
Right.
They're just,
Yeah, I mean, and so there is no, like, click here and, you know, have a free, peaceful world option.
Well, you could always try to leave, right? There are some, like, Canada
announced that they weren't going to let us do that again.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
I don't know what
But are there other countries? Are there other countries in the world that will protect you?
From the
like,
U.S.?
As an
that
asylum.
Would be a, that's a tall order.
As an asylum claim.
It would have to be someone who's able to do it, first of all.
Well, I mean, if you can get out,
yeah.
then you're
I mean,
able
so
to do
if
it.
You can flee the country...
That's
if you're
an option.
Able to do that, I don't know what countries will actually extradite you.
My viewpoint would be just to tell them to go pound sand and, you know, take the prison.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would just do the prison time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so some of the things about the conscientious objector, it's a little bit more complicated than it might sound. You have to be opposed to all war.
Yeah.
So.
Sold.
That's me.
If you are, that includes,
The war
militias, oh, that includes, yeah. How do you pronounce it, Boogaloos or whatever?
Boogaloos.
That includes, so if they could go on your Facebook page and say, well, you said you're opposed to war, but here's these
from the
18 posts
club.
From you talking about what wars we should be in, just not this one, and your militia group and all that. It still doesn't allow for self-defense, but you have to be opposed to all war. You also...
The war on poverty.
And also,
I am opposed to all war, but either way, I still don't want to be a conscientious objector because I don't want to go pack boxes for the military.
Right.
I don't want to do whatever job they want to give me.
That will get you out of the military. They say that they would then put you in some sort of national service.
Some other
make
work government job.
Could you monkey wrench that job from the inside?
Possibly.
Until they kick you out for being.
That's another idea. That's an idea. That might be a little better than prison, right?
I don't know.
Okay, that's... I don't know
how likely that actually is. Like, how
can you do your job so bad
so
and
bad.
Still get a paycheck?
Yeah.
How useful is that actually to them?
Not very. That's why they should keep
well, even
out
if you don't
point.
Mess it up, it's like, okay, we're going to conscript you to do what?
Where's all the ammo
job?
That Ian was supposed to put on the helicopter?
I slept in every day, not getting up, not going where you want me to go. What are you going to do about it? Put me in jail? I've been there before. No big deal. Hey, we're out of time here tonight, but if you don't or you didn't get in tonight, well, we can always get you on tomorrow because we're here every single day from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us, and of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about Richie's show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
It's a once-a-week podcast. You can go and download that at your leisure and check him out there. Meanwhile, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to hop on our Discord server where the conversation continues around the clock over at discord.lrn.fm, and we'll see you tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.